Well, hello, this is DJ Frederick. A man, a mixer, and a microphone. Doing radio old school here at the Radio Thrift Shop. Where the watchword is variety. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. So I'm a little bit vocally challenged this week with dealing with some memory loss. No, dealing with some allergies. I've just found out that Radio Thrift Shop, I believe, is still being broadcast on KXCR 90.7 in Florence, Oregon. On Saturdays from 10 a.m. No, wait. What a mess. All right, start it over. Well, hello, this is the Coffee Totin' DJ Frederick. You're tuned to the Radio Thrift Shop. Who's DJ Frederick? Well, he's a man with a mixer and a microphone. Cruising up and down the dusty aisles of music from the past century of recorded sound. A little bit vocally challenged this week with some allergies, so please bear with me. I just found out that Radio Thrift Shop, I believe, is still being broadcast on KXCR Community Radio 90.7 in Florence, Oregon. How cool is that? Apparently every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Alright, every week it's a little bit different. Playlist. You never know what you're going to hear. Folk rock, some shredding psychedelia, indie music, acoustic music, jazz, easy listening. There's no genre, no recipe. Oh yeah, I do hope you're getting the vibe here on the Thrift Shop of the Airwaves.
Just a traveler on the road. Look around, looking around, look around. Moving very humble, very slow. Solid ground, solid ground, solid ground. Many other people on your way, lend a hand, lend a hand, lend a hand. And many are the joys that greet each day, Solid ground, solid ground, solid ground.
Clover, can't you give your hang-ups over? some information. You see, I'm trying to find the sun. She said, I need no explanation. I'm gonna help you just for fun. Well, if it's a simple situation, why don't you tell me what to do? She said, you sing your song and you get along. And I don't know where I'm going to California, 'cause I'm trying to find the sun. Now the wind is getting warmer and the clouds are on the run. Well, I know I'm getting closer, though I feel I've just begun. Just a little bit of love in the morning, and everything is right. A little bit of love in the evening will get you through the night. A little bit of love, that's the feeling I'm buying individually. And soon your heart will be free. See, I'm trying to find the sun, and I've drawn the complication. Can it be there's more than one? Well, it's a simple situation, and I know just what to do. I'll just sing my song, and I'll get along. Well, just a little.
All right, that was Crowfoot from their 1971 LP, a tune called Find the Sun. Before that, Four Company with Clover. We started off with Paul Mowbray from his self-released private LP, Traveler. Well, this is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop here on WSCS 90.9 FM in New London and around the world at classicalwscs.org. If you are a regular listener to the Radio Thrift Shop, you will know that I like to play old-time radio programs every so often, so coming up a little bit later, we'll be listening to an episode of Memories of Hawaii, an old-time radio show from Hawaii. So please stay tuned for that.
And now, another film rental discovery. But first,
this indie film pick is brought to you by the Indie Film Minute, an immersive online resource connecting film lovers and filmmakers of all different backgrounds all over the world. More information is available at indiefilmminute.com.
Welcome to the Indie Film Minute. Derek Cianfrance broke through with his brooding, hyper-real Blue Valentine. Here, a $15 million budget, Bradley Cooper and Ryan Gosling and Cianfrance's rising star combine their powers in The Place Beyond the Pines. Luke Gosling is a carnival gypsy, lean and tattooed, master of his world, thrilling audiences with motorcycle riding stunts. There is a tracking shot that sets the tone, a world on the underside, dangerously close to the fringe of society. When the carnival returns to a town from its past, Luke finds that he has fathered a child. Good instinct wants to provide for his offspring. Bad leads to the only option: go to where the money is and take it. Avery, Bradley Cooper, is a rookie cop. He almost dies encountering a wild and dangerous carny on a crime spree. Corruption tempts him, and he uses it, rising to the top of the force. Long-festering influence of generations past come to the fore when, by chance, Luke and Avery's sons, unaware of their connection, come together in this complex sins of the father's tale. Here we celebrate material these talented actors have fully embraced and give thanks to a director unafraid to loose nuance, depth, and thoughtfulness on his audience. The Place Beyond the Pines, not in theaters. Discovery through rental.
Well, I can't go too much further into the broadcast without mentioning the passing of my radio mentor, M.B. Ambrose Metzigan. I worked with M.B. both here at WSCS and at WNEC over in Henniker, 91.7. I was always taken by M.B.'s love for the medium of radio. How not only was he very knowledgeable and very aware program host, but he knew the technical side as well. I mean, he could fix things, do the wiring. He was a Renaissance man in the real sense of the word, who loved classical music, jazz music, and always was willing to listen and engage in conversation and dialogue. Turned me on to some amazing music. But more importantly, he believed in the freedom of freeform radio, and he practiced that freedom. So thank you, MB. Fare thee well on your journey.
But now the confusion prevails, which Exploring Science and the Sea. A glacier in Greenland has been moving at anything but glacial speeds in recent years. In the summer of 2012, it hit a top rate of 150 feet per day, about 10 miles per year. As a result, it's dumping more ice into the North Atlantic Ocean and contributing to the rise in global sea level. Jakobshavn Glacier flows from the center of Greenland toward its southwestern coast. As the glacier reaches the water, big chunks of ice break off. These icebergs travel through a long fjord into Davis Strait, which carries them to the Atlantic. The glacier is one of the main sources of North Atlantic icebergs. In fact, one of its bergs might have sunk the Titanic. And the number and size of the icebergs are increasing. From the mid-1800s to the early 2000s, the glacier's leading edge retreated by about 12 miles. In other words, the glacier got that much smaller as more of its ice broke off and floated out to sea. Since then, it's retreated miles farther, and it could retreat another 30 miles by the end of the century. That's a result of our planet's warming climate, which has made the glacier thinner. With less weight, the remaining ice slides over the ground more easily, so it picks up speed. As the glacier's ice enters the ocean, it adds to global sea level. From 2000 to 2011, it contributed about a millimeter. And in the decades ahead, it could add more to the rising sea level than any other feature in the Northern Hemisphere. One more way in which this glacier is anything but glacial. I'm Holly Brawley.
Do you love scratchy old 45s? Discovering rare LPs? Listening to an 8-track tape or a cassette? Then you've come to the right place. This is the Radio Thrift Shop with DJ Frederick. Thank you.
to hold yourself down. Taking the time to believe what they say, wearing your heavyweight crown.
Tomorrow will bring levitation, and soon you'll be dreaming of sun. For those who believe in sensation, they take their sensations and run.
I think of a stranger I met in a dream. She told me of stranger days. Her voice was a whisper and then was a scream, and through her darkness she did say,
passing over hills of hay. Alas, said the cloud, and what have we here? I believe it's the world, and it's covered in fear. What is there to gain? I'm bored with the world, so I'll turn to rain.
I'm going down to the edge of the sea, just to see what I can see. And I'm going down to the edge of the sea, just to see what I may be. I'm picking up mermaids who've lost their way home, shaking the seabed and digging the foam. Down by the edge of the sea is where I wanna see.
the band Prelude with Edge of the Sea. Before that, Alan Parker and Alan Harkshaw with Evening Shade from the Music of the Wolf LP. And we started off back there with Tripsichord, Fly Baby. This is DJ Frederick. You're listening to the Radio Thrift Shop. And as promised, we're going to listen to an old-time radio show called Memories of Hawaii. This is episode number 6, South Sea Islands. I'm not entirely sure what year this was originally broadcast, but I'm thinking the 1940s or very early 1950s. So here we're going to trip up and down the Radio Thrift Shop aisles and find Memories of Hawaii, Old Time Radio.
Memories of Hawaii. Memories of Hawaii, where the ocean swells high, crashing against black lava rocks, flinging blue-white spray in gleeful abandon, the moon swinging low like an ethereal lantern, and the Southern Cross twinkling near the horizon. Great white clouds drift lazily through a cobalt sky, and a breeze wafts the intoxicating sweetness of white ginger. Bewitching. Intriguing South Sea Islands. Visitors alike. A stranger to the islands, having heard a native word here and there, decides to weave them into a song. That the whole thing is topsy-turvy, he cares not. He sings from the sheer joy of living and loving, in a tropical paradise. Reveals a group of natives on a coral beach. A lovely girl in a gay-colored costume dances to the accompaniment of a strange-looking musical instrument. The girl changes her rhythm, and voices begin to chant. Brown-skinned hula girl of Hawaii, the jingling rattle of gourds and the booming thud of a calabash, the soft crooning chant of native voices and the green tea leaf skirt swinging gracefully to the rhythm. Thank you.
hiko au ia uka, ka ua ho e haili, nei ana I ka rozilani.
Memories of Hawaii. Pink and white water lilies lift their dewy faces to a brilliant tropical moon. Drowsy waters sleeping in a silent lagoon, while the tiny fairies of the night dance in the silvery path of a star. An iridescent lunar moth kisses the waxy petals of a fragrant cereus. A South Sea night in a rosy dream. To my memories of Hawaii, aloha. Thank you.
shower. It's an awful pain. Singing in the shower is like singing in the rain. Oh, there's dirt to be abolished, but don't forget one thing. While the body's washed and polished, sing, brother, sing. You can yodel opera even while you scrub.
Baby Piace.
Everybody's happy while singing in the tub. I'm forever blowing bubbles, pretty bubbles in the
Hi, I'm Jack R. Johnson, and this is Hidden Histories. On Monday, October 12th, the United States celebrated Columbus Day, the date of Christopher Columbus's arrival in the Americas. Conventionally viewed as a cause for celebration, historians such as Norman Solomon argue that Columbus Day, in fact, disguises the cruel deeds of aggressors and colonizers. He quotes extensively from Columbus's own logbook to prove his point. Here is Columbus's initial description of the Indians. Quote, "They would make fine servants. With 50 men, we could subjugate them all and make them do whatever we want." Unquote. In 1495, during the second voyage, Indians were transported to Spain as slaves, many dying en route. Of this event, Columbus wrote, "Let us in the name of the Holy Trinity go on sending all the slaves that can be sold." His actions were merely a prologue, though. The Spanish followed him and eagerly took slaves and slaughtered the Indians in brutal ways, sometimes beheading Indian boys just to test the sharpness of their blades. Typically, after discovering an island and encountering a tribe of Indians new to them, the Spaniards would read aloud in Spanish what came to be called the requirement. Here is one version. "I implore you to recognize the church as a lady, and in the name of the Pope, take the king as lord of this land and obey his mandates. If you do not, I will take your women and children and make them slaves. The deaths and injuries that you will receive from here on will be your own fault and not that of His Majesty nor of the gentlemen that accompany me." For that reason, many countries in Latin America do not celebrate Columbus Day, but rather Dia de la Raza, Day of the Race, commemorating the first encounters of Europeans and Native Americans. Dia de la Raza in many countries is seen as a counter to Columbus Day and is used instead to celebrate indigenous culture. In 2002, in Venezuela, Chavez altered the name of the celebration yet again to the Dia de la Resistencia Indigena, Day of Indigenous Resistance. This is Jack R. Johnson for Hidden Histories.
Well, that's going to wrap it up for this edition of Radio Thrift Shop. The vocally challenged DJ Frederick. If you'd like to contact me, I have two email addresses. One is wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. That's wscs@colby-sawyer.edu. Or you can reach me at frederick@christiannewage.com. That's frederick@christiannewage.com. And all editions of the Radio Thrift Shop and all of the other DJ Frederick programs are archived on radioforall.net. That's radio, the number 4, all.net. The numeral 4, radioforall.net. All right, thanks for listening. Wishing you many blessings.